was young and sweet, but her life was not complete. One day she saw a little rabbit. Off he ran in a wink. "I'll go too," she said. "I think that running will become a habit." Sometimes she was short and funny, and he was a giant bunny with whiskers in and out. Hand in hand, Alice was in Wonderland, and through the looking glass she traveled. Many puzzles were unraveled. Tweedledum, Tweedledee lived in close proximity, and neither was without his brother. Alice thought, "Aren't they odd, like two sweet peas in a pod? I wonder which one is the other. Which is which and who is who now? I'll just say, how do you do now, and hope that Tweedledum, Tweedledee will be as polite to me. I surely do respect their suiting. Being here was lucky rooting." Arm in arm, leg in leg, on the wall there was an egg, and Alice gave him her attention. Soon he asked, "What's your name? What's your age? And whence you came?" And more too numerous to mention. Very carefully he sat there, looking very, very fat there. And so was not to be in a rut. Humpty Dumpty, you know what his fall was, heavy on the landing. Eggs require understanding. Alice was quite confused, but content to be amused, and soon her sleepy eyes were blinking. Found a cat in her lap, also waking from a nap, and here's what Alice started thinking. What's a dream and who is dreaming? How befuddled she was seeming, until she stopped and said, "If you please, life is full of mysteries, and I prefer the joy and laughter."